This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Starting something a little different now. We're going to start doing this once a day because a couple of companies that noticed some things I were doing, I do. I don't know why I would say that in past tense. Anyway, they've decided to participate with you, to be a part of this. So this particular conversation we're about to have is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Always there fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. We find ourselves now in a moment to where we have to go full court press. We have to start chipping away at all the local and state laws that make it impossible to exercise our rights. And despite their claims, the tyrants are not scared enough of the current armed populace. Now, if this effort gains traction, the same course of status will be paraded out, and they'll say, you don't need that kind of gun, or you don't need any guns in this building, and they'll say all this stuff. And last time I checked, what I own and what I carry and what I do is none of their damn business. The real reason they never let up is because they know they can't assert total control over you and me as long as we remain armed. It's no contradiction to them to Monday morning quarterback police and tell them they shouldn't have shot a particular person, and in the same breath claim that only the police should be armed. The police are agents of the government, you see, so therefore they can be controlled, or so they think. The Chicago suburb of Deerfield, Illinois, is a glaring example of such a power grab. This week they passed an extensive gun ban. Last week, actually. And the ordinance preliminary language cites Deerfield's power to regulate for the protection of the public health, safety, morals, and welfare. That is the usual tact employed by the status. They all hold the belief that it is appropriate to trample on your rights when they cite health, safety, and welfare. They don't bat an eye, ever, at the fact that such actions completely deny the principle of individual rights. Individual rights do not belong to the collective, and they should not yield to the collective. Somebody write that down. Statists often claim that the Second Amendment is rooted in racism. It's there because of racism in a lot of ways. It had to be reinforced after the Civil War, and it had to be reinforced by the NRA to help the new freed slaves, the new black Americans who are now free men, to be able to arm themselves. So that's a completely false narrative. Anyone who propagates that lie doesn't know their history and the chronology of it. They probably know it, and they're just lying to you about it. Gun control laws have everything to do with slavery. Slavery and Jim Crow laws are based on the belief that the minority individual was merely property. That transcends race now, by the way. It's no longer about skin color. It's about socioeconomic and privilege. But it started as a race mechanism. Most segregation laws and ordinances were premised on morals and safety and welfare. Segregation was a backdoor way to limit freedom and control public opinion, and the bastardization of the Second Amendment is no different. For me and you, the Supreme Court has failed us. They're supposed to protect our civil rights. They're not supposed to allow ordinances like Deerfield's to stand. Yet all around the country, the bureaucrats at every level in whole states like New Jersey have moved to restrict and bastardize the right to keep and bear arms. So if Deerfield was a singular example, You know, the District of Columbia has refused to follow court orders to loosen their gun laws over and over again. Virginia's former governor, Terry McAuliffe, barred guns from all executive offices because he couldn't pass anti-gun laws. His Democrat successor has broadened the reach of that order. The People's Republic of California with a K continues to crusade against gun owners in every possible way, from copper bullets only laws to assault weapons bans. Even the great state of Texas has created a de facto concealed carry ban by giving private businesses and property owners the ability to ban guns on their premises. And such a law has made it difficult for a Texan to know if he'll have to go back home to secure his firearm or if he'll be allowed to enter a business or church. Many states are may issue, meaning that no one has the right to carry unless some bureaucrat decides they do on a case-by-case basis. And I could go on for a thousand hours of telling you all of the limitations and infringements that have been laid upon you. So this leads me to question why the powers that be ever attempt these kinds of infringements. So let me answer it this way. Remember when you were a kid and you were dating and some girl's dads would make an obviously idle threat, have her home by 10 or else. Other dads would make their intentions a little more clear. Have her home by 10 or I'm going to get in my truck with the devil and we're going to find you. The latter was a man you knew was capable of harming you. You knew he took his duty to protect his daughter seriously. You might have stolen a kiss from that young lady, but you sure weren't going to push the limit, and she was always home by 9:45. Gun owners have become an idle threat with an increasingly undefined limit. Government officials don't take us seriously anymore. Then we took the have her home or else dad, and I'm not suggesting we start a civil war here yet. But I am asserting that we take a much more aggressive stand to protect our rights. A Second Amendment that can be reduced to only certain guns in certain places is no civil right at all. Agents of the government at every level are wildly out of control. And I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of it in my hometown. I'm tired of it in my city. I'm tired of it in my state. I'm tired of it in my country. A lot of people are going to vote for Democrats because they are opposing the do-nothing Republicans. In a lot of cases, incumbent Republicans may as well be Democrats because of feckless spending and ever-expanding massive local government. So, if you really think there isn't a power reason that bureaucrats on all sides have passed laws barring the possession of firearms in their offices, I mean, do you believe that? I mean, they don't want to face the reality of our power. And because they're doing everything they can to reduce our power and increase theirs. But here's the thing to remember about this. And, I mean, this is going to be the remaining time of this. This is going to be some stuff. We deserve better. We deserve better. At this particular moment, I have, you know what, as far as our attorney general, I have given Sessions every latitude I'm capable of, and now he needs to be fired. He needs to be fired. And Trump needs to put whoever he wants in there, and he doesn't need to get some guy that, I understand why Sessions supported him, because Sessions understood what was about to happen. He had enough foresight to see what was going to happen, and he angled for a job, and he got one. Okay, that's politics. But now at this point, with all of this nonsense going on, you know, Mueller, his mandate was supposed to be go find out about Russian collusion. Well, he's found out there isn't any, but he hasn't stopped yet. Now he's just bouncing around like a pinball from hell, just going from point to point to point to point. And now he's gone across, in a lot of ways, I think he's trying to set things up to where he gets fired, to be honest with you, by Trump. But what Trump needs to do is he needs to get another attorney general in there. And the first thing that he needs to do is ask for Rod Rosenstein's resignation. And then that attorney general, the new attorney general, needs to oversee Mueller and say, here's your new mandate. This is what you were here for. Give me your report. And then if there's nothing there in the mandate, then the investigation needs to be concluded and we need to move on. They're trying to keep him from achieving anything in his agenda. And despite all that, he's still doing it. That's the thing. That's the part that I don't think the press gets this. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, check them out at TaurusUSA.com. A lot of people listen to what you listen to. I've grown weary of these recent editorials that tell us, that warn us, that allowing school teachers and administrations to carry concealed pistols in school will lead to a rash of gun accidents because these people just can't be trained to use guns competently. An educator who takes somebody who's never seen the topic they're talking about or the subject they're trying to teach, and then they teach them the subject, cannot learn, is what they're basically saying here. So, I suppose no one can be trained to use a gun competently. The tired leftist refrain, "You're too stupid to own a gun," is being resurrected, this time targeting teachers as the one class of citizens who are so feeble-minded that they should never be allowed to ever, ever, ever touch a gun, much less actually carry them. That same ridiculous prediction has been made before. When they were discussing concealed carry, it was going to be blood in the streets. We were going to be shooting each other over parking spaces. We were going to be getting mad at each other in the way to, you know, the checkout lines. All this other stuff never happened. Then, after 9/11, when they decided to have an armed pilots program, that same ridiculous prediction was made then by all the same people. They make the same prediction over and over again. They just look a little older in between, you know, from one time to the next. And that has been, you know, the armed pilots program has been subsequently become more or less a complete success. And you know, in the military, they would do everything they could to try to keep from having an accident. When the range actually becomes active, they refer to that as a hot range. When they call ceasefire, it's a cold range. When it becomes active, it's a hot range. And a lot of people say, aren't you worried about an accident on the hot range, gun accidents on the hot range? Well, they have accidents even on the cold range. And all the while, the people they're training are not learning how to competently carry a loaded weapon. Now, when people own and store and carry guns for serious purposes, there will be mishaps. If you drive the car long enough, you're going to have a wreck. If you fly, maybe not airliners so much, but like fighter jets, some sort of military aircraft where the maneuvers are much more, you know, pronounced, you're probably going to have an accident. You're probably going to crash or something like that from time to time. And they have things built in to try to increase your survivability. But that's where competent training does that more than anything else, increases your survivability. And accidents can be greatly reduced, but, you know, because they're accidents, they can never be eliminated. Otherwise, they wouldn't be accidents. The complete and utter eradication of gun accidents, like traffic accidents, is an unrealistic goal. Even when within police departments, they have gun accidents. And now and then, an officer, sometimes even the chief, inadvertently leaves his pistol sitting on the toilet tank of his favorite restaurant. And when these mishaps occur, we take note, we make corrections as necessary, remediate and discipline as necessary, and then you have to drive on. You have to move on. But no matter if you have had an accident, if you've taken it upon yourself to carry a gun, you have to get past that accident because you carry a gun for a reason and you don't want to go from what you were to being unarmed, whether you're an LEO or not. Then when you're among the professing leftists, you'll be the only one who isn't armed because they may not care about your life, but they care a great deal about their own. They're always surrounded by guns. The protesters at D.C. for the March of Their Lives, for their lives, they were surrounded by guns. So whether you're a law enforcement officer, a pilot, or a soldier, a marine, a teacher, a school administrator, or just, you know, a guy or woman who walks their dog every day and just lives their life, you need to know and you need to understand that when anybody saves your life, it's probably going to be yourself. And that's because you 100% of the time are in the best position to make changes to the outcome of something bad happening to you. Can little old you be trained to own and store and carry and use guns correctly and lawfully? You better believe it. Never doubt that. Not for one second. This is not rocket science. This is a set of rules and this is a set of repetition and this is a, you know, muscle memory and everything else. But absolutely, you can carry a gun. You can carry any gun. You can shoot any gun. The guns that you can't shoot, I probably wouldn't touch anyway. But never, ever, ever, ever believe a self-righteous, leftist, hypocrite when they try to tell you that you're too stupid to carry a gun. The only time you would actually be, the only time you would cross into stupid, in my opinion, is if you start to believe them. Because I can tell you right now, you can do it. You can do it. You have the capability, without a doubt. We talked about capability and capacity. I think the capacity may be able to be built, but capacity, while I said yesterday that capacity is better to have than capability if you've only got to have one, having capability is not a runner-up. It's not a runner-up. I mean, I think in the military, it's all based on repetition. Jumping out of an airplane, for example, it's all about a chance. Stand up, hook up, shuffle to the door. Then you're told to exit, and the next thing you know, you're being slapped in the face by the wind. And, you know, a few seconds later, you're looking down, and your boots are hitting the ground, and you're looking around going, wow, what just happened? Because you repeated those steps. Everything's about an acronym in the military, and everybody sticks to the acronym. So, you know, can you do that? Absolutely you can. Without a doubt. So don't, you know, if you see somebody saying, well, you know, that may be above your pay grade. Look at him and say, I don't think it is. I drive a car. I mean, you know, I cook. I know how to do this. I know how to fix this kind of a motor. Absolutely. It is within your capability to carry a gun, a loaded gun, a dangerous gun. And yes, they are all dangerous. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to carry them. This was brought to you by TaurusUSA.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live from the AR-15, gosh, AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Gosh, I'm just thinking too much with the. I've got a gun coming from Spike's Tactical tomorrow or the next day, a new AR-15, and I'm just sort of sitting here just thinking about it. Anyway, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Fighting for your Second Amendment right. Recently, a California school teacher, who is also a local reserve police officer and an outspoken anti-gun Democrat, without permission, brought his issue Glock 21 to a school classroom to use it as a prop instead of like a, you know, say like a blue gun that doesn't shoot during his now famous gun safety lecture. While warning his charges of the inherent danger to guns, he casually pointed his pistol to the ceiling and pressed the trigger. Now, I may not like Glock. Well, no, let me rephrase that. I love the Glock guns. I don't like the company. The Glock is, you know, is a great gun. And the Glock G21, the Glock 21 in question functioned flawlessly, of course. And when he pulled the trigger, a round was launched upwards, causing significant property damage and a slight injury to a student. The teacher has since apologized for his accident, but is not elaborated. It is my understanding that the balance of his safety lecture has been postponed indefinitely. The media reported, of course, the Glock 21 just went off, as they apparently do now and then, absent any input from the person holding the gun. I refer to this as an immaculate discharge. This is, wow, you know, how does this happen? However, unknown to the shooter and the media nor the manufacturer, the real culprit is the LAD. Everybody needs to pay attention to this one. The Lilliputian accidental dischargers. just a millisecond prior to the, you know, UD in question, the local chapter of the LAD, a highly skilled, well-oiled, worldwide intra-gun gang that has established a presence inside all manufactured firearms swung into action. They carry with them pint-sized axes and hammers and wrecking bars, and they collectively beat on the innards of the hapless Glock 21 until they heard a loud bang and smelled the odor of burning gunpowder. They then went back to drinking their craft beer because their job was done. Now, of course, that's said with the utmost sarcasm because the guy pulled the trigger. This is the thing about the modern firearm. Modern firearm is an inherently safe item, even if it's the, say, P320. For those of you who think the beating on it with the back of the hammer, letting it drop on the 46 millionth axis is a sign that it's not drop safe. They're all inherently safe. And you know what? They're all designed to go off when you pull the trigger. And if you... that means the firing pin's going to pop forward if it's a striker fired. The hammer's going to fall if it's a hammer fired. And if there just happens to be a round in front of it, it's going to get, you know, it's going to go off. So if you could, please, could we stop with the immaculate discharges? They just don't happen. They just don't exist. Moving on. Vice President Joe, just by a shotgun, Biden, he was in front of at the University of Pennsylvania, discussing policy with President Amy Gutman this past Thursday. And he said, "I think the Second Amendment is being badly interpreted. It's not consistent with what our founders intended. What's happened here is the nation as a whole has decided it can no longer, in my view, continue to turn a blind eye to the prostitution of the Second Amendment here and can no longer turn a blind eye to the enormous damage being done just not in our schools but on our streets." Now, rest assured, this university is not a neutral party. The university's Penn Today editorialized, "Involved for years in fighting for rational gun policy, Biden explained that what is being seen is totally spontaneous on the part of students. Note the not-so-subtle opinion as to what constitutes rational gun policy in a story presented as an objective news report. Biden asserts there's no adult inspiration for this, and the AstroTurf lawn ornaments are the ones calling the shots." Right. "As for what the founders intended, their sentiments just aren't that hard to find. What is hard to find are any quotes that refute the individual rights interpretation. That question has been asked for decades, and for decades we've been waiting for a responsive answer to requests for evidence that proves anything other than that, and we haven't received one because there isn't one. And ditto for the oft-repeated lie that courts haven't considered the Second Amendment to apply to an individual right until recent NRA revisionism. That's a bunch of junk." From William Rawl, whose view of the Constitution was standard law text in leading universities well into the 19th century, "No clause in the Constitution can, by any rule of construction, be conceived to give the Congress a power to disarm the people. Such a flagitious attempt could only be made under a general pretense by state legislature. But if any pursuit of an inordinate power should attempt it, this amendment may be appealing as a restraint on both." Those parroting the lie along with Biden never seemed to mention a common understanding that at the time the Supreme Court shared in their notorious Dred Scott decision. One of the reasons they cited why the plaintiff would not be viewed as a citizen with full rights was it would give persons of the Negro race who were recognized as citizens in any one state of the Union the right to keep and carry arms wherever they wanted, wherever they went. Those so recognized did not need to be called up for common defense militia duty to exercise their right. So speaking of which, here's what the Supreme Court had to say in Miller. This was the NFA case. "The militia comprised all males physically capable of acting in concert for the common defense, who were expected to appear bearing arms supplied by themselves and of the kind in common use at the time. The Second Amendment guarantees the right to keep and bear ordinary military equipment that could contribute to the common defense. Those citizens couldn't very well fulfill that duty if they didn't already possess these guns, these arms, and have the ability to travel freely with them." So the question now, Are we to believe that Joe Biden isn't aware of these, in which case he's incompetent and unqualified to comment? Or should we assume that he's fully aware and says what he says anyway, in which case then he's a liar? Let me think about that one. That may be a tough one to call, and they're not mutually exclusive, although looking at two previous times, he presumed authority on self-defense tactics suggests he may just be ignorant. But cluelessness is something those behind putting Biden in positions of power can count on for reasons of their own. He told his wife, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, put that double-barreled shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. Yeah. Well, you know, my shotgun will do better for you than your AR-15 because you want to keep someone away from your house. Just fire the shotgun through the door. If you were to ask Jeff or Joe Biden if he had ever heard of Jeff Cooper, he'd probably go Joe who? And he, nor has he shared where he acquired this expertise in defense of gun use. Who instructed him? Who told him to shoot in the air through a door? It's also curious that he uses the word prostitution as a way to attack the character of those who know better than him on both founding intent and proper and lawful gun use. So considering how well rewarded he's been for faithlessness to his oath, it's fair to wonder how much of that may be a projection, because all they do is project anyway. This was brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Those three companies I mentioned, Rock River Arms, Crossbreed Holsters, and Taurus USA. There's other ways to sponsor me and what this show seeks to do. Everybody that sponsors the show, that you hear their commercials, they're sponsoring my dissemination of information to you. And these guys, while not sponsors, they have also decided to help me in ways that will help the show disseminate information to you. And I don't think that I'm this important or that important or anything else like that. What I'm telling you is that all these companies that you read about and everything, a lot of them, they're in the fight just like anybody else. Just like anybody else. Now, an Illinois technocrat has demonstrated the progressive attitude about the Constitution and the Second Amendment recently in probably the best descriptive way that I've ever seen anybody manage to do it on any given day. See, his name is Representative Bill Foster. He has a Ph.D. in physics from Harvard. He was raised and earned his bachelor degree in ultra-leftist Madison, Wisconsin. In his view, the Constitution is a document that can be reinterpreted to mean different things every few years. In a sense, that's true. Amendments to the Constitution can be put forward and passed any time. But it is clear a constitutional amendment is not what Representative Foster is talking about. Coming from the ChicagoTribune.com, flanked by two area high school students, a pediatrician, and the mother of a gun violence victim, U.S. Representative Bill Foster told a community forum audience Monday, the Second Amendment should be up for reinterpretation as new generations come into power. It has always been up for reinterpretation, Foster, Democrat from Naperville, said during an event focused on gun violence. The technology changes and the weapons thought to be too dangerous to be in private hands change. A Civil War cannon is frankly much less dangerous than weapons we're allowed to carry on the streets in many of the states and cities in our country today. This is something where technology changes and public attitude changes are both, they both are important in each of the generations. What does he mean by reinterpretation? It means you take the same words in the Constitution and apply a different meaning to them. And if you can do that, the Constitution only means what you want it to mean, when you want it to mean it. Representative Foster means that legislators like himself should change the meaning of the Constitution when they wish it. Then constitutional limits on government power mean nothing. The purpose of the Constitution was to limit government power, to provide stability, to prevent rapid radical change in the laws. The representative mentions technology changes in public attitudes, but technology changes apply to the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, most of the Bill of Rights. Should we give the legislature the power to change most of the Bill of Rights at will? The Constitution was designed as a structure of government to moderate and delay change so as to prevent hurried legislation in response to emotional public reaction. So Foster is talking about scrapping the Constitution and ruling by legislative fiat. Nothing new here. It's just that nobody's ever articulated it this way. So that's always been the progressive way. From Heritage.org, a quote from Charles Merriam, an early leading progressive political scientist. He said, "The individualistic ideas of the natural rights school of political theory endorsed in the Revolution are discredited and repudiated." By whom, he doesn't say. "The origin of the state is regarded not as a result of a deliberate agreement among men, but as a result of historical development, instinctive rather than conscious, and rights are considered to have their source not in nature, but in law." So in other words, we'll let you know what your rights are. If you want to know, ask us. Progressives, read that to be socialists, believe that experts should rule the society, that the average man is incapable of knowing what is in their own best interest. Progressives believe there are no absolutes, rights, or wrongs. Right and wrong are defined by progressives and their experts at any particular time. They see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as obstacles that have to be overcome, not pillars of an American society that must be defended. They generally view the state as God, and or at least the manifestation of God on earth. And right is anything that advances progressivism. Wrong is anything that hinders the progressive agenda. Woodrow Wilson, one of the political foundational progressives, is attributed as believing that limits on government power should be abolished. Representative Foster is an iconic technocrat. After working as a government scientist for his career, he's able to win a seat in the House of Representatives. He does not believe in natural law. He does not take his oath of office seriously. No progressive does. To a progressive, oaths, natural law, the Constitution, they're all outdated concepts to be thrown in the garbage can in order to achieve power. Setting aside the constitutional questions, Foster ignores facts and lies to advance his agenda. Foster is a scientist, and he understands how to lie with statistics, and his prowess at doing so is impressive. He said, "I doubt there's the most effective way that's the most effective way to control gun violence. The most accurate predictor of the rate of gun homicides, if you look at the statistics, is actually the number of guns per person in the state or in the community." Well, Representative Foster, that's completely irrelevant. Gun violence is a propaganda term. It's not germane to the argument about the effectiveness of legislation. It does not matter to a victim if they die from a gunshot or because they did not have a gun to defend themselves. If they're beaten to death with a club or a knife or a bombing, they still have no pulse. They still have room temperature. They're not getting up. If a country institutes restrictive gun legislation and the homicide rate increases, that legislation is a failure for its stated purpose. And it is irrelevant if the number of deaths inflicted with guns goes down. It is the total unjustified homicide rate that matters. And John Lott says that every country that instituted gun bans saw increases in that homicide rate. From crimeresearch.org, one thing gun control advocates such as Vox would never mention is that every single time that guns are banned, either all guns or all handguns, homicide murder rates rise. It would be unsurprising that if there are more guns, there are more gun homicides. If there are more cars, there's going to be more car accidents. If there's more hospitals, more people are going to die in a hospital. What's surprising is that the number of guns has increased in the United States over the last 30 years, you know, doubled, basically, and the rate of gun homicide and gun accidents have gone down by 50%. Foster may not know this. Progressives are notoriously good at ignoring facts, but as a scientist, he should know it. And as a progressive, it is crime think, as described in the novel 1984. That fact contradicts his assertions even about gun homicide. So anyone can find experts to show stats that agree with their position. That is the foundational weakness of progressivism. Choose your experts and you get the policies you want. Foster does not think you're smart enough to rule yourself. He does not think you will recognize his use of statistics to lie, or he would use other methods. Improved technological communications allows everyone to contrast competing expert opinion and construct their own, and that technology is changing all the progressive assumptions about their ability to construct consent as rule and rule as technological elites. That's why you listen to the Polite Society podcast or Self-Defense Gun Stories or me or any of the, you know, any of the other various ways to listen to things. And you know, that's what they don't get. They don't realize that you're listening to other things and making your own decisions. That's their shortcoming. It's the same thing that happened in the last election, and it's coming again. Just as sure as shooting. So, anyway. There you have it. He doesn't think we're smart enough to put on our own shoes. He's just wrong. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.